Ladies, when are clean clothes really sparkling clean? Only when you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean. And deep cleaning Oxidol gets clothes sparkling clean. Reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes, loosens dirt, and floats it away. You can see your clothes wash sparkling white and bright with Oxidol. You can feel that clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet, too. If clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so, Shuffle prophesies that the money is gone forever. But we know that Sylvester is really playing for a bigger stake. We know that what he's really after is fame, and fame's money. And how clever Sylvester is, we learn again tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a conversation between Mrs. Robert D. Buckaloo of Montclair, New Jersey, and a friend. Mrs. Buckaloo is talking about an amazing wash day discovery she made the other day. Listen.
If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. Imagine dirty wash water coming out of clothes I thought were clean.
Well, where was this?
At a washing demonstration the other day, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading suds the way you're told to.
Mm-hmm.
Then, they washed those clothes over again. This time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those shortcut studs.
Isn't that interesting? I'm going to try deep cleaning Oxidol myself.
Yes, ladies, deep cleaning Oxidol is worth trying because it reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Next wash day, try this yourself. Use deep cleaning Oxidol. See how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, see what Oxidol does for your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, just when it seemed as if the cousins would be exposed in all their wickedness, they wriggled out of it again. Ma and Fay are still not convinced of what we know to be a fact, that the cousins are schemers, swindlers, and Evie. Evie is so infatuated with Cousin Sylvester's every word that she's willing to mortgage the house rather than get back her money for that bogus mining stock Sylvester sold her. Well, right now, about 8 o'clock at night, Evie is just opening her front door to someone. Listen.
Why, Cousin Sylvester, come on in, come on in.
Hi, Cousin Evie.
Oh, Willie ain't home, and I expect him back in a minute. My goodness, Cousin Sylvester, I wasn't expecting he'll come here. Oh, he's such a mess.
Why, you're not a mess at all, Cousin Evie. In fact, au contrary, as we say in French, you look lovely as usual.
Oh, thank goodness. That line here to be the death of me, Sylvester. You sure do know how to hand it out. Listen, when he looks all fancied up as you, my goodness, not a new thing.
Oh, wait, you've seen this one before, Cousin Abby. But I thank you for the compliment, though. Did you say that good old Cousin Willie isn't home?
Oh, that's right. He went over to Mars. Was it Willie came over to see you? I'll be back any minute.
Oh, no, as a matter of fact, it's you I came to see, Cousin Abby. Mm-hmm. I have a date with Cousin Faye tonight. I wanted to drop in to find out how matters stand. How matters stand between me and all my cousins.
Mm-hmm. You mean about the mining stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The terrible way Ma and everybody else been treating you. Well, now...
Oh, now, don't say that they've been treating me terrible. No. That's putting it too strong, Cousin Abby. And, well, anyhow, haven't you observed how it's mostly when you try to help people. It's those very same people turn against you. Oh, I've observed it so many times. Frankly, I was hurt by Cousin Ma's attitude and the other folks, but I try to rise above it.
Yeah, that's very true. The same thing happens to me time and again with my work in the Jolly 17. I'm a present, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I try to work for the good of the entire organization, but such jealousy, such pettinesses, and who do they turn against? Me. But just the very last minute...
Cousin Abby, about stuff, Cousin Abby. I mean, what you and Willie decided to do, and about the attitude of the folks over at my house.
Oh, yeah. Well, after you called me up, Cousin Sylvester, and you told me the terrible, terrible way they spoke to you, I just waited right here for Willie to get home. And then I laid down the law. There ain't no way to keep Sylvester out there. After Sylvester went to all the trouble of getting his friend, Mr. Myers, to sell us that stock. And we're going to make profits out of that stock, Mr. Willie, I said. And so why should we sell it now just when we stand to make the most profits in the future? No, sir, I said, absolutely not. I told Willie everything you told me to tell him, Sylvester.
Oh, that's fine, Cousin Abby. And did husband Willie agree?
Agree?
Uh-huh.
But you got to agree, I told him. So that's the way it'll be. Well, that's just where he's now, telling Mom saying all the rest that I decided. Every little thing, he went to Ma with it.
So bad that Willie don't have more regard for your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to put a mortgage on your house here, Abby, to tide you over to Willie get the job?
Well, I'm glad you're here, Sylvester. There's something I wanted to ask you.
Uh-huh.
Now, but when do you think it'd be smart that we should sell that stuff? To get the most profits, I mean. Because if we do get our profits from the stock, then we won't have to put a mortgage on the house.
Oh, that's a very good question, Cousin Effie. I see that you've got a real good business head. Uh-huh. An excellent question.
What is? Thank you, Sylvester.
And in reply, I would probably state as follows. Effie, you ought to look on that stock as a long-term investment. I mean, put it aside and forget about it for a while. Let it multiply and multiply. You know, like compound interest, only this is better. And I'll tell you what I'll do, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
I'll drop a polite little note to my friend, Mitch Myers, and I'll ask him if the company won't start paying dividends pretty soon. Hmm? Oh, you know about dividends, Abby. That's where you get back money, and you still have all the money put in. Dividends, that's like finding money.
Well, gee, that's better than finding. You don't have to bend down. Yeah, you did it, Sylvester. Dividends, sure. I've heard about them. And so to tide us over until we really get the job, you think we should put a mortgage on the house?
Well, I'll tell you this, Evie. With the dollar so cheap and getting cheaper all the time, this is an era of adopting a debit position, building equities instead of being credited. The tax structure being what it is, you get the use of the money for practically nil. And I don't see why we shouldn't go right along with the current economic trends of the old U.S. of A.
You do, yeah. Well, yes. Certainly, I'm all for the good old U.S. of A, too. But should I mortgage the house? Or shouldn't I?
Oh. Would you rather sell the stock?
Oh, no, Professor. No, no, no. Absolutely not. No. Dividends. Yeah. Well, that's what I guess we'll do then. Mortgage. I guess we'll turn off the money for this kind of help. I am too vital to do it. I'm sure it's right. So you got to stay with Cousin Faye tonight, huh?
Yes, I haven't. I don't mind saying it's a great load off my mind calling up Cousin Faye and finding it so sweet to me. After all, the way folks have been acting about me, I didn't know if they might have shared their opinion that I'm some sort of a crook or something.
Yeah, she might have. They were very much under my thumb. But basically, Faye's a real sweet and lovely girl.
Oh, I know she is, Effie.
And you know who the one's making all the bad feeling over there. It ain't Faye. It ain't even Ma. It's Shuffle.
Hmm.
Shuffle's the one who hits you and your family.
Oh, I know that, Cousin Abby.
Yeah.
But, Evie, you know how it is with Shuffle. An old man like him, we've got to forgive him.
Oh, Are you sure you got a beautiful nature, Cousin Sylvester? Oh, but dear, I'm keeping it for a day. Thank you for such good advice, Cousin Sylvester. And you say you'll write your parents to marriage right away about some dividends?
Oh, I will, Cousin Ella, right away.
Oh, good.
It's certainly wonderful to feel that I got at least one friend in the family. You.
Me too, Cousin Sylvester. And maybe someday I won't be that friend. I mean, you know, after all, even my sister says. Oh, wow. Don't look so modest. I can read you like a book. And I just want you to know, Cousin Sylvester, I'm on your side. Say, Clara. Sylvester's here.
Oh, come in, Ma.
Sylvester is here, sir.
Button that metal button in back, please, Ma.
Oh, is he?
Chaplain Hilly gone?
Yes. He left 15 centimeters ago.
Yes.
Willie watched Shuffles his best. Say, if you'd rather not discuss the subject with Sylvester, I'm perfectly willing to discuss it with him myself. There ain't no reason for you to spoil an evening talking about Willie's and every business problems. Their stocks, mortgage in their house, all that.
That's all right, Ma. There's no evening to spoil. So we get this matter cleared up, I certainly won't get any pleasure out of Sylvester's company or riding in his new car or anything like that. Oh, Ma, do you really think Shuffle's right? That Sylvester and his father kept Willie's money? That mining stock some kind of swindle?
Oh, I would hate to believe that, sir.
I suppose all this means that I'm going to tell Sylvester no. I mean, about his proposal of marriage. If I can have such doubts about him, I certainly cannot see myself marrying him. But then again, on the other hand, I suppose that if we learn otherwise about Sylvester, I mean, if it's true that he's acted very nicely and he's a nice person, I'd feel so guilty. And I know myself well enough to know how impulsive I am. I might say yes just to show him how sorry I am that I ever doubted him.
I don't figure that my favorite we would get married for any such reasons as that.
No, I suppose I wouldn't. But that's all in the future. I don't intend to give Sylvester an answer for a long time now. The first thing I've got to do is make him give their money back. Sell that stock. Keep Evie from mortgaging a house.
Well, like I said, dear, I'm willing to discuss the subject with Sylvester.
No. I'll do it, Mom. I want to see what his reaction will be anyway. I'll speak to him about it tonight. You wait up for me, Ma.
All right, dear. I will. Because I'd like to know, too, what Sylvester says.
Have you tried it yet? The amazing Octadol all America is talking about. It's deep cleaning Octadol, and it means a sparkling clean wash for you. You can see how clean and white deep cleaning Octadol washes your clothes. You can feel how soft and fluffy clothes are. You can even smell how sweet clothes are. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Octadol. Octadol reaches deep down into fibers for grimy dirt, loosens dirt, and floats it away. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Octadol at your dealers now in the same familiar Octadol package. And so we have lots to listen for next week. Willie's and Evie's money, Sylvester's relationship with Faye, the cousin's relationship with Ma. Well, it's Faye and Sylvester on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Octadol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Octadol. Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.